Christine Frederick, she is the executive director with the Dream Speakers Festival Society, and they are celebrating a huge milestone this year. Danse, good afternoon, and welcome back to 89.3 The Raven, Christine.
Danse, my friend, I'm so excited to be speaking with you today. How are you doing?
Why not though? I'm good. Things, you can't complain, you know?
Yes, yes.
So tell our listeners about the big event that you guys have happening.
We have our opening ceremonies at noon at Miskatiwiskahagan Park, Beaver Hills House Park. We're going to have some prayers and songs and hopefully some dancing there. And then we move right over to Metro Cinemas and we have an incredible showing. We're really, really excited about opening up our whole festival with the Buffy St. Marie Carry It On. And that's a free show. So I really hope people will come out and enjoy a free show at 7 o'clock. As part of the National Canadian Film Day. And yeah, and then we have events at Metro Wednesday and Thursday. Then on Friday, I'm hoping people will come up for this because this is where we want to celebrate with you. It is our 30th anniversary gala party, which will be Friday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at Studio 96. We are going to hopefully blow people's minds with lots of performing artists and things that are, you know, outside of your expectations. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we moved downtown to the Stanley Milner Library, and we have lots of films that we're showing, but we're also using that opportunity in that great library to access real people in the community, to have conversations, community dialogue, panel discussions, some workshops. And this is where Dream Speakers is learning so much from our community. So, of course, we'll always have the films because that's such an incredible art form and art craft. But we are opening our minds and hearts to the way technology is being used today. So we're inviting content creators, TikTokers, all those people who are doing things on the edge of the technology that we want to show them that Dream Speakers supports what they do as well.
Looks like you guys have 52 films that are being screened this year. Now, you guys go way back to 1993. Little side story. One of my first ever performances as an artist was in Churchill Square, I believe, at your second Dream Speakers Festival. So I have a personal history. I still have the program. I was literally still in high school, and it's still a highlight to me. I love this festival. Do you guys have anything kind of little side shoots, musical things, guests, stuff like that, that are happening throughout the festival?
Absolutely. In fact, so we always try to pair, you know, performing artists and artisans. So on Friday, April 21st, that's when we're going to have beautiful artists, Danita Large and Anthony King. Also, we're going to have two of Canada's Got Talent contestants. We have Beatrice Love and Eric Pipestem. We're also going to have performances by Ayla Modeste, who's an incredible contemporary dancer. We have a very special secret guest. I can't say who it is. There's, you know, we're not allowed to say, but she's absolutely a festival favorite and she will bring up the whole quality of the event. I'm just so pleased and it's nice to bring people back into the fold. Relic, I'm so excited to hear that you performed at Dream Speakers back in the day. You know, in the early 90s when it was just starting, I was on the youth council as well.
Wow.
And you never know how those things, you know, you think, oh, you know, your mom or your auntie tells you to get involved. You're like, oh, okay, you know, I'd rather spend time at the mall. And then you realize your involvement, your participation becomes part of your life trajectory. Look at you now, Relic. I'm so proud of you. I mean, what you do every single day for everybody in the community is stunning, and I'm so proud that Dream Speakers was even the smallest part of your life trajectory.
There's going to be so much going on for Dream Speakers Festival. You guys can get your festival passes and take in the entire 4 days of it. You can also get individual tickets for individual screenings. Where can people go to get their tickets and to get a little bit of info on some of the films being screened, Christine?
Definitely. Please go to our website, dreamspeakers.org. That's where you'll get the full festival schedule and information on tickets. You'll have all the in-person stuff April 19th to the 23rd. and then the following week we'll have everything available online.
I just think it's so hilarious that, you know, we fast forward 30 years. You were a volunteer, I was a young performer, and here we are. I'm the radio guy interviewing the executive director of Dream Speakers.
I love that. Look at the youth today, and they're going to be the ones leading the way, aren't they?
Exactly. Top way. All right. Christine Fedoruk, she is with the Dream Speakers International Indigenous Film Festival. It kicks off next week, April 19th to the 23rd. They're screening so many great films. They have entertainment. They've got a special surprise guest. You guys want to make sure you're there. Thank you for taking the time, Christine, to chat with our listeners, and we can't wait to see you down at Dream Speakers Festival.
Thank you so much, Relic. Many blessings to you, your family, and all your listeners. Hi, hi.